President John Dramani Mahama has charged Africans to rise up and begin to tell the good story of the continent. He has therefore charged the continent's intellectuals to lead the way to give meaning to Pan-Africanism. President Mahama made the call when he opened the International Conference on African Studies at the Great Hall of the University of Ghana, Legon. He said if Africa fails to tell its own story as envisaged by Pan-Africanists such as Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and W.E.B. Du Bois some decades ago, the identity of the African will be lost through technology and other development factors. Seth Eyia reports.
The three-day International Conference on African Studies is to mark the 50th anniversary of the Institute of African Studies and the 65th anniversary of Ghana's premier university. Professor Ernest Haite is the Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana.
This conference highlights two main thrusts of our renewed mandate, which are to broaden and deepen our links within the international higher education community and bring into the mainstream of the global academy essential discourses involving Africa generated by Africans through solid research. I invite us all to keep in mind that African universities are required to engage with equal rigor in activities which make a real difference in the lives of their communities and in the generation and pursuit of knowledge.
President Mahama said if nobody tells the story of Africa to make it a permanent part of the continent's history, the memory of who and how Africans are will die.
The First International Congress of Africanists was a call to action. It was a call to study, preserve, and promote all things African, from our hairstyles to our handshakes, from our languages that were no longer being written, to our fashions and fabrics that were no longer being worn. We do not lock things away to the displays, we use them. We are the root recyclers. We believe in utility. We believe in continuity. We believe in legacy. The First International Congress of Africanists was a clarion call to tell our own story. There was an understanding then, at least among the organizers and participants, that Africa was changing at a rapid pace. That if we were not careful, a great deal could be lost forever, lost to time, and lost to technology.
President Mahama said Africa is beginning to take its destiny into its own hands. He said though there are challenges, they no longer appear to be insurmountable. President Mahama reminded the Institute of African Studies of his mandate as spelled out by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
The question that confronts us now is, what next? I'm sure that at the close of this conference, the answers to this question will be many. And those answers are needed more than ever before, as we claim our space once again on that world stage. One useful function of this institute must surely be to study the history, culture, and institutions, languages, and arts of Ghana and of Africa in new African-centered ways. This renaissance that is currently unfolding must be worthy of the one that preceded it. It must also be worthy of the future that it promises us. I leave you with the confidence that this conference will make history, that the stories it will generate will help guide future directions for the nations in Africa.
The UN Under Secretary General and Executive Secretary of UN Economic Commission for Africa, Dr. Carlos Lopez, urged African intellectuals to study and understand the transformation the continent is undergoing. This, he said, will enable them to chart a new course to realize the dreams of the founding fathers of the continent.
Have we as yet solved the identity crisis between citizens and subjects, or the political agency that democratization brings? What about the dilemma of wars and insecurity based on lack of inclusiveness? We can make this the African moment if we seize the day and respond in a clear-sighted and determined manner. African intellectuals need to examine and clearly understand what the African moment entails.
Pan-Africanists, intellectuals, and Africans in the diaspora are attending the conference.
That was Seth Eyia's report.